Rodney Campbell, RodneyCampbell, 11-23-58, today 7-14. Mr. Campbell is a very colorful gentleman. He's 65 years old. He's been an electrician for years. He moved here from Idaho some 25 years ago, has gone through four divorces in his life. He finally retired. He's waiting to get his checks in order to go back to Idaho, period. New paragraph, he's been an electrician. He hasn't seen a doctor since 2011 because he says he's been healthy, period. Last night, new paragraph, he ate a chicken sandwich from Burger King. Then he woke up in the middle of the night with nausea, vomiting, and felt like he was going to have diarrhea, lots of cramping, but never had diarrhea, period. New paragraph, nausea and vomiting continued. It stopped about 6 hours ago, but he feels bloated, and that's what brought him here for evaluation, period. New paragraph, he tells me he's never had high blood pressure issues, and his blood pressure has always been okay, even though slightly elevated today, period. And review of system, he's had issues with anxiety and palpitation. He's had that since his teenage years and has been on different medication when he's gone through his divorces, but none at this time. He would like to start a medication. He's having trouble urinating at night. I told him we like to worry about the nausea and vomiting right now, but he says he doesn't see the doctor very much, so he wants to unload everything that's going on with him at this time. He also has vertigo from time to time, BPH symptoms, leg pain and arm pain. He's been told that he might have sleep apnea by his ex-wives, but has never had any workup. Allergen and drug allergy, COVID immunization, none. Medication, he doesn't take any medications. Medical problems, he doesn't know any of any medical problems. Review of system as above, surgery, none. Social, he is an electrician. As I said, he's been here for 25 years. He uses tobacco, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. I've been married four times. His divorce now has four children. Let's see. He received the 8 milligram Zofran when he first was seen and it was examined. He had great improvements. His pain is almost completely gone. He's able to sit and converse with me for 30 minutes without any problems. He weighs 226 pounds. He says his weight hasn't really changed much. 97%, 97.9, 16, 103, 149 over 97. Again, never had high blood pressure issues. Just put on top, maintenance examination. He had a colonoscopy years ago, but nothing since then, and has not seen a doctor on a regular basis. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Heart pauses, one pause, two, tachycardic, lungs clear, abdomen soft. There's definitely no McBurney sign, no rigidity, no Murphy sign, no rebound tenderness. But there's belly feels, the abdomen feels very gassy, lower extremity trace edema, neurological confocal skin shows dry, oral mucosa is dry. Assessment number one, nausea and vomiting. Number two, the nausea and vomiting has subsided. Next one is abdominal pain. Next number, Zofran 8 milligram did wonders. Next number is no further pain here. Next number is if pain continues, he must go to the emergency room right away. Next number, his exam is negative for surgical abdomen. Next number, I looked at his gallbladder under ultrasound. There's no gallstones. His kidneys are normal. He has a huge prostate. He does have fatty liver because of his family history stroke and his dizziness. We looked at his carotid ultrasound, minimal calcification. Next number, peripheral vascular disease noted in the lower extremity with no sign of DVT. Next number is BPH galore, G-L-O-R-E, that's galore. Start him on Flomax for it as well. Next number is as far as nausea and vomiting is concerned, I'm going to put him on Cipro, 500 milligram twice a day. And then give him Rocephin 8 gram now. Next number is if pain returns or gets worse, must go to the emergency room for a CT scan. He understands that. Next number is BPH. Put him on Flomax 0.4 at bedtime. Next number is check blood work. Next number is anxiety. Paxil 10 milligram for now at bedtime, but he's going to start that next week after his condition stabilizes. Next number, and he's done with the Cipro. Next number, again, Bento for pain in case the spasms return. Next number, check blood work. Next number, check PSA. Next number, follow blood pressure. Next number, the anxiety he describes going back to teenagers definitely does not sound cardiac, but if the blood pressure continues to be elevated or has other issues, may need a stress test. We'll discuss this, and he's agreeable to it. Next number, patient has not had any diarrhea, but given his history, he might have diarrhea later on, and he'll be on the lookout for that. But most importantly, he will go to the emergency room If his pain returns, again, he's pain-free. Next time he was given Zofran 8 milligrams, to just have it home for now. Thank you. Discuss this with patient at length before leaving my clinic. Bye-bye.